Usher can say, welcome to the service on this morning.
Good everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to the service on this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good morning.
Everyone, welcome to the service on this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. It is good to be here.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And God has kept us all week long.
He has.
From hurt, harm, and danger.
Amen.
He has been so, so good. Praise the Lord.
And another day, the Lord has kept us. And we're so glad.
Yes.
Yes, God, yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? I'm going to sing a little bit of this song here because even though we're in our individual homes, he is still right there with us.
Amen.
He's in everybody's home this morning. You are here in this place. We worship you. We worship you. You are here in this place. We worship you. We worship you. You are here in this place. We worship you. We worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. You're a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. You are here in this place. We worship you. We worship you. You are here in this place. We worship you. We worship you. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Is the Lord. Glory to God. Because he is a way maker. He's a miracle worker.
He
is a promise keeper.
Amen.
And he is a light in the darkness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Bless God.
Amen.
In my soul and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Another day the Lord has made.
Yes, it is.
We're supposed to be rejoicing.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
God, he allowed us to be in his day.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord for all he has done, continues to do in our lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because he is wonderful.
Yes, he is.
Magnificent.
Yes,
he is. Glorious.
Yes, he is.
Mighty God.
Amen.
Everlasting Father.
Amen.
Mr. Yes, Peace. Yes. He is our good shepherd.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because he's always watching over us.
Yes,
he is.
And looking out for us. Praise God.
Bless your
name for that. Hallelujah. Because God is a great God.
Yes,
he is.
Thank you, God.
Has it been good to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Lord, he's been down to you, to us, and we've been to ourselves.
Amen.
Because we think we know what's good for us, but we don't
know. Amen.
Yes. He knows.
Yes, he does.
But he knows what's in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is prepare us for the future.
Yes, God.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So that we can go through joy in our hearts, in our minds. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for his glorious opportunity.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Worship and share with him. With you, one more time. Hallelujah. And we don't take it for granted.
That's right.
We're not here because of what we have done or didn't do.
That's true.
Amen.
Not here because of the way we had lived.
No.
We're here by his grace and his mercy. Endure it to all generations. No matter how good you've been, no matter how bad you've been,
he is
still good to us and has allowed his mercy and his grace to be favored upon us. Hallelujah. Because we don't deserve it.
Amen.
We can't earn it. Okay, it's just. It gets wonderfully and fearfully put upon us. Hallelujah. And made us a recipient of his great grace.
Yes, thank you, God.
Hallelujah. And we're glad that he had done that in this time and space for us.
Amen.
That he may get the glory out of our lives.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we're so grateful for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to be in the number.
Amen.
One more
time. Anybody else glad to be in the number?
Oh, yes.
One more time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glad to God.
Glad
we're in the number of the elder amongst they living on earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
It could have been gone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We could be sleeping in that grave right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But he has kept us. He has brought us to another Sunday and time to worship.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The Lord is in his holy temple, so let earth keep silent before him.
Amen.
Glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Our feet shall stand within the gates of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're grateful to God for this opportunity. Let us go into our prayer. Praise God in the name of Jesus. We're so grateful for this hour and for this time.
Yes, God.
We have come together and by way of Zoom to worship your name and to praise you together.
Mm-hmm.
Thanking you now for this great opportunity you have afforded us.
Yes,
knowing that we didn't deserve it, but you blessed us to have it anyway.
Yes.
We're grateful for that and we
appreciate that.
And we thank you now. We pray that thou will take charge of our service, God, and lead us and guide us through this service.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, take charge and pour out your spirit as you see fit upon us, God. Anoint us for this cause and this task that we have got to do in your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus,
my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In the church, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. So we're here on this fourth Sunday in June.
Amen.
The year is almost half gone.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And we are grateful to God that he has brought us to this 27th day.
Amen.
Okay, of the month. Okay, and three more days, it will be history.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be moving into the latter half of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So we thank you, God, that He has allowed us to be a part of this great day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is a good day.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
Every day that you can wake up is a good day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stormy or calm,
hallelujah.
It's a good day.
Yes, yes it is.
Hallelujah. And it's good because God made it.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Everything God made is good.
Yes. Very good.
And very good.
Bad things might happen in the day, but the day is not bad.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Right.
Okay. It's the things that's in the day that makes something bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're grateful to let you realize that and to remind you of that. From the book of St. Matthew, 28th chapter. Start with verse 18.
Amen.
St. Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes, sir. God be the glory.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I want you to read after me. The Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
Amen.
And I said it three times.
The Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me.
Okay. Thank you. The Lord is with me.
Amen.
And I'm going to say the Lord is with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of you sounded like you really believed it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you didn't. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Lord has spoken into me to remind the people. Though in these days and time, it seems like He has forgotten you.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. But He wants you to be reminded that He hasn't forgotten you.
Amen.
He hasn't forsaken you.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't left you, not even for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
He is with you all the time, all day long.
Amen.
All month long.
Yes.
All year long.
Uh-huh.
He is with you, that you are never, ever out of his presence.
Amen.
Bible speaks of him being with us in some way or form or fashion in the Bible, starting from Genesis to Revelation. Okay. And during those scriptures, he has been mentioned 300 times that he is with you.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to keep reminding you, but because we are people who soon forget.
Amen.
What has happened to us, except those things we want to harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Now some things we won't forget.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We will we'll keep that because we want to hold over somebody's head.
Amen.
And the only one you're holding up is yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. But the thing that we need to remember, we forget it.
Amen.
My Lord.
Because a lot of times it's not in what you call your favor.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your favor because God is allowing it to happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Fulfillment of his will.
Amen.
And according to his purpose.
Yes, sir.
Not our purpose.
Mm-mm.
So we reminded of all that he does for us, continue to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
Even while we are sleeping, he is busy working for us.
Amen.
Shepherding us, protecting us, keeping us alive.
Yes.
And keeping us in his blessed will.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
So keep this in mind that he is always with you.
Amen.
You are never alone. Tell three people you're never alone.
You're never alone. You're never alone.
You're never alone.
Amen.
And although the devil will have you thinking that you're alone.
Amen.
You call somebody on the phone right now and ask them, who's that way? Nobody. I'm here by myself. But you got to remember, you got at least one or two more there with you.
That's right.
Okay, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
with you. They, you may not see them, but you can feel them.
Thank you.
You can hear them if you listen real closely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can hear him speaking to you.
Amen.
Speaking you through the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you what you need to do.
Amen.
Yes,
to make this a brighter day for you.
Mm-hmm.
To help you go through this day. God is there for you.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And he wants you to call him.
Yes.
He wants you to speak to him, talk to him.
My Lord.
On a day by day basis.
Okay.
He needs to hear from you.
Amen.
So that he knows that you are
God.
Wonderful and fearfully made. And that you are part of his kingdom.
Yes.
You are his handmaid. And then we said the past couple of weeks, that makes us somebody.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You're so important to him that he never leaves you.
All right, now.
You're so important to him, he knows every hair that's on your head.
Amen.
Okay, he knows everything about you.
Yes,
your head is number. You don't even know that.
Praise God.
You don't even know how many hairs you got on your head.
I know that's right.
Not mm-hmm. closely, he watches over you. Yes.
Thank you, God. Yes.
Okay. Not one of us have a problem that he doesn't know about.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Okay. He is there with you. He's closer than your friends or your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He loves you more than your parents.
Yes.
Or your children.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you more than you love yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if we love ourselves, we'll do what he tells us to do.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to do it our way.
Amen.
Okay, man.
Who knows best? He does, right?
Yeah.
There was a TV show that used to come on years ago called Father Knows Best.
Uh-huh. Right.
And Father Knows Best is talking about your heavenly Father.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
He knows what's best for us.
Uh-huh.
Knows what's best for you.
Amen.
And he knows what's best for me.
Well, it's true.
Amen.
So keep in mind that he's always there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Nowhere you can go in the on the face of the earth that you're out of his presence.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
He's everywhere.
Amen.
He's at the beginning. Yes, he's at the end.
Yes.
Right.
And he's taking care of things in between.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he is a wonderful God.
Yes,
don't
he
be
is.
Like the children of Israel.
Uh-huh.
As God was leading them out of Egypt.
Yes, so.
By the servant Moses. God told Moses he was going to be with him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses talked to him at the burning bush.
Mm-hmm.
He told Moses, I'll be with you. Just go down there and tell Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Said, let my people go.
Yes.
Amen.
And he told Moses, I will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he will be with you as well.
He will.
Okay. It may seem like he's not with you. It may seem like he left you. Alone to the end of the task. But he is providing you your strength.
Yes.
He is providing you your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding for accomplishing and carrying out the problem that's at hand. So he is your all in all.
Mm-hmm.
He is your hope, your peace, your joy. Mm-hmm. He's your everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So God is that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And the journey from the promised land, to the promised land, from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
In that journey, the people got that God was with them over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Work a miracle for them. Soon that miracle wore off. They were back in the same thing again.
Yes.
Complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know anybody like that?
Oh yes, my Lord.
Complaining.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. However, never says thank you. Never finding our joy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Never finding our peace, our hope, our deliverance, our victory. Never finding that while we're in the midst of trials and tribulations.
Yes, Lord.
We're supposed to be the same way in the midst of trials and tribulations as we are when we don't have trials and tribulations.
Yes, God.
Okay. We're supposed to act the same way because we got that same God.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God.
Take us through the good times.
Yes, Lord.
He'll take us through the bad times.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Kept you there once before. He'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody believe that?
Amen.
God, God said to Moses, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father,
yes,
the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of the taskmaster. For I know their sorrow. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land of the good, out of the land into a good land, and a large, into a land flowing with milk and honey.
Yes.
Into the place of the Canaanites. And the Hittites, Amorites, Ersites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, I cry out of the children of Israel to come unto me. And I have seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. And he said, come now, therefore, and I will send thee into Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people of the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he said, certainly I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto you. God is going to tell you, he's going to bring you out of your problem. Just hold on.
Yes, yes.
All right. I'll be with you.
Oh.
I'll take you through whatever you're going through. Okay. He's going to take you out of your problems and bring you into the promise of that he made to you a blessing, a hope, of abundance. Okay, he's going to do that for you. And he says, and I will bring you, with thee, and this shall be a token to you that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the children out of Egypt. He shall serve God upon his mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and say, I shall say unto them, the God of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? God said to Moses, I am that I am.
Amen.
Okay. I am the one that's going to deliver you. I am whatever you think I will be for you. God is it and more.
My Lord.
He did everything to us.
Yes.
And said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am a sent man to thee. And God said, moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father, God of your Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the children of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of thy father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, said unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done unto you in Egypt.
My Lord.
And I have said, I will bring you out of your affliction. Has God told you that? I'm going to bring you out of your affliction?
Man.
Amen.
He said in his words, so he told you. But you heard him or not, he told you.
That's right, my Lord.
I'm going to bring you out of your affliction. Okay? He didn't tell us how he's going to bring us out.
No, he didn't.
He just said he's going to bring us out. Just know that he's going to bring you out of whatever you're going through. Where it's finance, where it's other difficulties, whether it's sickness, or people just ain't doing right. He's going to deliver. He's going to bring you out.
Yes, he will.
His word is out there.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
His word will come through. Hallelujah. He is our God that will do that. So he's going to bring us out of this affliction stuff in Egypt. And he's going to bring you into the land of the Canaanites.
Yes,
Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. He's going to bring you into the land that is flowing with milk and honey. He's going to bring you out of your poverty into riches. Hallelujah. He's going to bring you out. On this side of heaven, in heaven. He's going to bring you out.
Yes, he is.
Okay. So stop praising him for what he's going to do.
He's
praise him for what he's been doing. Praise him for what he said he would do.
Amen.
He will surely accomplish it.
Yes,
God is going to bring you to the land that flows with milk and honey. Okay. He's going to give you the plentiful that you need. All right. Now, some of it might be in a spiritual way. And some of it might be in a physical way. Might be in a mental way. Paul told us we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So some of our problems just in our mind. We got to renew our mind and start thinking in a different way. Know that God is with you.
Yes, he is.
And when God is with you, can do what?
All things.
Amen.
Okay. You can do all things when God is with you. So you got to know that he is with you when?
Yes, sir. When glory be to God.
Yes.
He's always with you.
Yes, he is.
And the victory is always yours.
Yes, right.
It may not be the way you see it. It may not be the way you want it.
Yes,
but you got it anyway.
Amen. Yes,
so praise God for your victory.
Yeah,
glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you praise him for it right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Everything you need, everything you desire, everything you ever want, he is. So the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. And it says, now let us go, we beseech you.
Mm-hmm.
3 days journey to the wilderness that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Of Egypt. And then they were worshiping him. Okay. We need to worship our God. Hallelujah. He brought us out a whole lot of stuff.
That's right.
Kept us from a whole lot of stuff.
Yes.
Because he's with us.
Yes, he is.
He's still here.
Amen.
Even through this pandemic that's been going on.
Yes. My Lord.
He's still here.
Amen.
He is. Glory be God.
Thank you, God.
He said, and I am sure that the king of Egypt did not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. So God letting you know that he's going to be with him during Moses' death. All right? So keep in mind, God eventually brought him out of Egypt. They had been in abundance over 400 years.
Glory be to God.
Death of Joseph.
They
were put into slavery.
Okay.
They were there for 300 years, but God was with them. Though they may not realize it, he was with them. And he brought them out.
It
may not been the original one, the original problem was made to, but it was there, Israel that was being bought out. Descendants of the one that the original problem was made to. So God's going to bring you out one way or another.
Yes, he is.
Somebody one way or another.
One way or another.
God's bringing you out.
God's bringing you out.
One way or another.
Come out.
Amen.
One way or another.
Amen.
Yes.
And since we know that, we can just continue to praise him. Continue to bless his name.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we know that the victory is ours.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Always ours. We never lose.
Glory be to God.
We never lose.
Never lose.
As long as you in the word of God. You might look like you lost. You might sound like you lost. Others may think you lost.
Yes,
you didn't lose.
Amen.
So the battle wasn't yours.
That's
Amen.
Right.
My Lord.
The battle belonged to the Lord.
Yes, yes.
So Lord. Since he's here with you, let him handle the battle.
Yes.
He invited you.
Yeah.
Cast all your care.
Yes.
Upon him.
Yes,
right.
Cast them all.
Yes, right.
Don't keep none at all.
Glory be to God.
No matter how simple it might seem to be. Cast it. No matter how difficult it may seem to be.
That's true.
Cast it.
Cast
it. He said, cast them all. And since we dealt with you.
Why
you had to throw it for? You don't have to throw it far away. He is right there with you.
My Lord.
Okay. Let's cast it. Don't worry about where it's landing.
That's right.
So wherever it's landing, God got it.
Yes, sir.
God's got it. He will take you through. Okay. So it says, they will sing. Yea, though, I walk through the valley
of
the shadow of death. I won't feel no evil.
Yes, yes.
Tell somebody ain't scared.
I ain't scared.
All right.
I ain't scared. I
I know the rest of you were saying I didn't see you light up. Okay. All right. We're not scared. We're not afraid because we got God on our side.
Amen.
And God is protecting. He's not allowing anything to happen to us that's not part of his will for us.
That's true. That's true.
And whatever's happening for us is for our good. Okay. All right. So he will
glory be to God.
Cast all those cares upon you. David said, I will not fear. Why?
Because God is
with me. Why would I feel?
Because God is with us.
Because God is with us.
Yes.
Okay. That's why you're not going to be afraid. That's why you're not scared. Because God is with you. And to say that you are afraid means that you doubt God being there.
Amen.
So, you closed the door, you left him home. But know that God is always there.
Yes, he is.
You don't have to see him, you don't have to hear him, you just got to know that he's there.
That's right, amen. Hallelujah, God.
And act in his name. God is there with you. Neither I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. That rod and thy staff that comforts me. Okay, so why are you going through? God is comforting you. Why are you worried? God is comforting you.
Yes, hallelujah.
Why are you sad? God is comforting you. Why are you going in the depression mood? God is comforting you.
Thank
you. Know I got it. Don't worry about it. Thank I can handle it. Just cast it all to me.
Thank you, God. Praise your name, God.
God there for you.
My Lord.
And he wants to do it for you.
Yes, he will.
God wants to fix the problem. So let him have it. But if anybody can fix it, God can.
Yes, he can.
Right. Nobody else can't fix it. God still can. So why are you caring? If God can fix it.
My Lord.
Why are you worrying about it? If God can fix it.
Yes.
And God can fix it. So you don't need to use the word ill. Why are you worrying about it? God got it. Why are you worrying about it? God can fix it.
Yes. Amen.
Why are you in trouble? God got it. God got it.
My Lord.
You leave it alone.
Let go. Give it God.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, I have left alone. You still worrying about you left alone. You still got it. I took it to the Lord. But you didn't leave it. You took it to the Lord and then you brought it right back with you.
Yes, he did.
Or you come back saying that sang those songs and sad dance. God with you. He wants you to let him do it for you. No need of you worrying. Worrying doesn't fix the problem.
That's true.
No need of you crying. Crying doesn't fix the problem. Jesus said, all power. This is after he got up from the grave. He'd been crucified. He was dead and he was buried. And this is the third day.
Mm-hmm.
He got up from the grave and he said, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus got all the power.
Yes.
Amen.
He can do everything, right?
That's right.
He got all the power. He can solve every problem.
That's true. He
got all the power.
Uh-huh.
He can do everything, fix everything.
Yeah, my Lord.
Nothing too hard for him.
Nothing.
He got all the power. And he's with you. So you got all the power.
You got all the power that brings you out. You got all the power that flows rich in milk and honey. You got all the power.
Amen.
Glory to God.
For your deliverance.
Amen.
Why are you depressed now? You got all the power because God got all the power.
I know.
And you gave that problem to God, so God got it settled.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
All power. Give it to me in heaven
and
in earth.
Yes.
We're not in heaven, but we're right here on earth.
Amen.
And he got all the power that controls things here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he said, since I got all the power, go you therefore into all nations. And baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He got the power. You can go wherever he sends you to.
Amen.
You can go and do whatever he said do.
That's right.
You can go and be his chief official agent officer. You can go in his name.
Yes, glory.
Everything becomes possible. In his name. Okay. And he said, teaching them to observe all things. Whatsoever I have commanded you to do. Whatever God has told you to do. You need to pass it on to somebody else.
Amen.
And if you do that, he said, lo, I am with you.
With you always.
Always.
Uh-huh.
Even unto the end of the earth, of the world.
Man.
God is with you.
Amen. Thank you, God.
We never leave you. Did I never leave you?
Nor
would I forsake you.
Amen.
He never leave you. You always, he's always there with you. Somebody said it was just a thought away. You got him out of your mind, get him in your mind. Get him on your mind. And keep him on your mind.
Amen.
The old mind said, I can't do it. But the renewed mind said, I can do it.
I can.
The word said, I can. The old mind said, I can't take it no more. The new mind said, I can take it because God got it. I don't have to carry it. God's got it.
God's got it.
Old mind said, I'm afraid. New mind said, I ain't afraid because God didn't give me that spirit.
Amen.
He didn't give me a spirit of fear.
Amen. No, he didn't.
He gave me a spirit of power.
Yes.
Of love.
Yes.
And a sound mind.
Yes. Glory be to God.
Old spirit said, I'm getting the Alzheimer's day. New spirit said, no, you ain't God. God gave you a strong mind.
Amen.
A sound mind. Take back whatever the devil give you. Take it from you.
Yes.
And get that part of your mind you peaced out to other people. Take it back. God gave you a sound mind that means it's solid. And you ain't losing none of that to the devil.
That's right. Amen.
God is with you. And if you're with God, you can do what?
All things.
Hallelujah.
All things.
Yes, all things.
Amen.
He never leaves you because he said, "Gonna be here to the end of the world." Come.
That's what he said. My Lord.
He hasn't come to an end yet.
Okay.
So we'll stay here.
Yes.
The earth is still here. Since that is going on, then God is still with you. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, now that we started off this message by having you say God is with you three times, now I want you to say it again.
God is with me.
God is with me. Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, God.
That sounds a little close. Say it again like you really believe it.
God is with me. God is with me.
God is with me.
God is with me.
God is with me.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord. Give a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
God is with me.
Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to get on the phone.
Bless. May heaven smile upon you.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Everybody got any special request?
Yes, I would like for you to continue to pray for me. I had to go to the emergency room on Monday because my heart was beating entirely too fast. And they had to keep me down for 3 hours, but thank God it went back to normal.
Amen.
Because I have AFib, and that means my heart is going to go up and down, you know. And they said I could go into heart failure anytime. So just keep praying for me that God will continue.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
Amen.
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 I'd ask for prayer for Monica's cousin. He's in the hospital. He's going through something, a cousin Tony. And also, I got a coworker. It's in, I think, Chapel Hill. He's going through something. Something concerning cancer, but as the church be in prayer for all both of them.
Bless Lord.
And I ask him to keep continue to keep my mother in prayer. They're trying to reschedule her now for surgery since they got her sugar down and her
thank you, Lord. Bless her, Lord.
Down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Bless her, Lord.
And also, I'd like for you to keep my little nephew, Roman Bryant.
Touch him, Lord.
Keep lifting him up in prayer also.
Touch him, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, God.
Also, my stepfather's going through as well. Please, I remember him in prayer.
Bless, Lord.
Please remember my mother in prayer. She's going through phases of Alzheimer's dementia.
Touch, Lord.
And in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Mother Mitchell.
Thank you, Lord.
Mother Mitchell.
Who are you calling, Pastor?
Pardon me?
Will you give the prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, once again, we come as humble as we know how.
Yes,
Lord. Giving you thanks and praise, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For today's service.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for the pastor feeding us the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for each and every member
that
showed up. Oh God, in listening and even on Zoom video, God. We thank you for each and every one. Lord, the names that was mentioned in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch and heal in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because you have all the power. And there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. We're asking you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Touch every soul, every mind, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, have mercy on us, Lord. But we realize that you're God. And we are your servants, Lord. And we are here to give you praise, honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, and be with us each and every day.
Yes,
I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I'm also benediction at this time. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, bless Boone and Bible, man, forth and evermore. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.